Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 17. I got down to verse number 5 and about that great woman had her name written on her forehead. But as a way of review before we go much farther, I want to go back to verse number 1 real quick because I kind of capsulized everything last week in a hurry. And I want to try to put it all together, and we'll be out of verse 17, Lord willing, this week. Before I start reading, chapter number 17 is a one-world religion. We would call it like a one-world church, a religious system. Chapter number 18 would be what we call one-world government. Okay, it's all still Babylon, but in chapter number 17, it's the religious system. Chapter number 18 is referring to a literal city. And so with that in mind, chapter number 17, there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, as I read these next few verses, I'm not going to comment on them because from verse 6 on, it describes who we're talking about with the woman and the beast and these many waters. It tells us what these are speaking of, so we'll move on. It talks about the kings later on, when whom the kings of the earth had committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth had made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now, verse number 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. Now, before I read any farther, in your Bible, is all these in capital letters? Okay, it should be in capital letters. It's the name, Mystery, and we're going to talk about a little bit about this in just a moment. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abominations of the earth. Turn with me real quick to Revelation, chapter number 19, verse number 16. I want to see the difference. Here Jesus is coming in the Revelation after the seven-year tribulation, after Daniel's 70th week. And look at the difference that's written on him. We see verse number 16. And this should also be in all caps in your Bible. And he hath, speaking of Jesus, on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a difference that we see here within just a chapter or two, where you see this woman have this name, and we read it, the Babylon the Great, and then Jesus has the name, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and I can't wait to see him during the Revelation. Let me just mention here, and I want to move on. I told you I watch some different things on YouTube and all, and I wouldn't recommend it to a lot of people because you can get carried away with false doctrine. But I like to see what other people are thinking and all, and even around our own churches or what our own people are thinking. And I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at the people who do not believe that what we call rapture, what we call the translation of saints, and it's growing. There's a lot of people who do not believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ. In other words, they do not believe that Jesus Christ can come at any moment. I'm amazed at that. I saw somebody yesterday, I watched a little clip. I can't watch much of it. You know, I just can't, you know. I watched a little bit of it. He said, 5 reasons why I changed my mind from pre-trib rapture, and now he's at the end of the tribulation period. He thinks we're going to, and he had 5 reasons. I listened to a couple of them, and I just couldn't bear it any longer. He actually made the statement that there are no verses in Scripture that speaks of Christ's imminent coming. And if I had false teeth, I would have dropped them. I wanted to get my phone and throw it against the wall. What do you mean? There's verses all through this New Testament waiting for the coming. Are you waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ? Are you waiting for the Antichrist to come? All these things. I wanted to tell that guy in that YouTube, have you ever read the last chapter in the book? Jesus said three times, I come quickly, I come quickly, surely I come quickly. And John the Revelator, when Jesus said that, he said, amen, surely, come. What did he say? Surely, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, even now. I mean, how imminent can you be? We're to look for Jesus' coming. Anyway, in verse number 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery. You know what the word mystery means? It's something that previously is unknown. Now it's going to be revealed. By the way, that is what the book of the Revelation is all about. The revealing, the book of the Revelation is not to be a mystery. That's why these things are unveiled. That means unveiling. That was once hidden. So the book of Revelation, I can't say can be easily understood, but through study and all, we can kind of at least get some glimpse. I don't know all there is to know about the Bible. I'm still learning, and there's nobody knows it all. But it is a revealing, and we learn more and more. So we see that this is a mystery written on her forehead, and now it's going to be revealed. It was once a mystery. Now it's revealed. The name Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, abominations of the earth. You know what? Today's Father's Day. We celebrated Mother's Day here a few weeks ago. The word mother literally means that you have had children. You've had offspring because you're a mother. There's offspring, okay? Obviously, this religious system has had offspring. And her offspring, the Bible calls them harlots. Now, that's a strong word, that word harlot. It literally means fornicators, okay? We can go a little bit farther where it talks about abominations and all. It talks about idolatry. These are people who are worshiping a false Christ or some religious system. Now, I said all that to say this. Most Bible scholars, and many of them, believe that this woman is referring to the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church would be one of the children of, she's not the mother of harlots, she would be one of the children of the offspring. Are you following? I read something last week. I'm going to read it again because we have some new folk here. And a couple people asked me about this, about the beginnings of this false religious system. And there's some research done, and it's nothing that's been as hard to find. And remember, when Babel was made, the leader of Babel was Nimrod. The word Babel means gateway to God. Remember, they're going to build that tower. It means gateway to God. Well, God confused the languages there at Babylon. It became known as Babylon there. And the word Babylon means confusion. The word means confusion. And from there, Nimrod and them began this religious false system that I believe is what it's talking about, Babylon the Great. It's not the Roman Catholic Church. It goes way back before that. It started with Nimrod. Now, let me read something to you. Nimrod had a wife. I read this last week. I'll share it again. Her name was Semiramis. She is credited with founding the Babylon Mysteries and the first high priestess of idolatry. Building on the promise of the woman's seed to come, where did they get that? Genesis 3:15, okay? She bore a son whom she declared was miraculously conceived, a virgin birth, and who she presented to the people, and he was hailed as the promised deliverer. Remember, this was in the days of Nimrod, the days of Babylon, after the Tower of Babel. The son's name was Tammuz, who worshiped Ezekiel protested against in the days of the Babylonian captivity, Ezekiel 8:14. You can read about Tammuz. And the Babylonian Empire, the mama and the dad set him up to be the son, the deliverer, much like Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.